Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. Season 18, Episode 10, Deciding to Commit, Break Up, or Persevere, the No Children Version. In the previous episode, we discussed how important it is to add more structure into the potentially life-altering relationship decision to make a long-term commitment, break up, or persevere staying together. And whatever choice you make, you want to make it without regrets. In this episode, we'll describe a 5-step action plan which provides a structured way to think through the relationship decision to commit, break up, or persevere in your intimate relationship, discussing the version when you do not have children together. In the next episode, we'll discuss the 5-step action plan when you do have children together, because they're slightly different. You'll also find more detail on this action plan at relationshipworkout.com/resources. In addition, this 5-step action plan assumes there is no abuse happening within the relationship. If there is abuse, then you'd be well advised to seek help immediately. Okay, so let's get started. Step 1, gather information to inform your decision. Making a well-informed decision requires information. So relationshipworkout.com access 3 crucial types of information to evaluate your relationship's quality. 1, determine your relationship baseline grade by completing the Relationship Workout program. To ensure your insights remain current, revisit and complete this program every 2 to 3 months. 2, identify any potentially misaligned must-have expectations by completing the Relationship Workout expectations exercise and discussing your results with your partner. 3, keep a Relationship Workout journal for at least 6 months, tracking the ratio of positive experiences to drama-filled experiences within your relationship. For those dating, maintaining this journal for 1 to 2 years is advisable before deciding on making a long-term commitment. The initial exercises take approximately an hour, while the journal likely will require just a few minutes each week. So that's a pretty modest investment of time for insights that can impact your significant life choices, like whether to marry, stay married, continue the relationship, or part ways. So with that, we're now ready to go to step 2, assess the quality of your relationship. Here you look at the information from step 1, which you can view through the Relationship Workout dashboard to get a better idea of the quality of your relationship. In this step, you ask 3 questions. 1, does your relationship baseline score an A or B? 2, do both of you align on each of your must-have expectations? And 3, is your fun-to-drama ratio 5 or higher based on your relationship journal entries? Remember, the fun-to-drama ratio introduced in Season 1, Episode 3 measures the number of enjoyable, connected, fun moments against the number of disconnected, drama-filled moments. If you answer yes to all 3 questions, you can be more confident in the strength of your relationship and feel more assured in your decision to commit, whether that means making or maintaining a long-term commitment to your partner. Conversely, if any of these questions yielded a no, it's time to proceed to step 3. So step 3, assess compatibility. This stage is about discerning whether your differences stem from relationship skills in need of improvement or fundamental incompatibility. As a reminder, episode 6 emphasizes the significance of this distinction. Incompatibilities are often more challenging to reconcile than issues stemming from relationship skill weaknesses. For instance, a core must-have difference like wanting to raise your children with religious practices while your partner is a staunch atheist can be more complex to navigate than overcoming drama caused by a need to improve listening skills. To help you answer this question, within your Relationship Workout dashboard, check these 2 areas to explore compatibility. First, discuss the items listed under expectations you should discuss and your important passions with your partner. Do you have any unresolved misaligned must-have expectations? And second, are there any compatibility insights to work on highlighted for you to work on? If you answered yes to either question, in other words, you were not able to resolve all misaligned must-have expectations, or you have compatibility insights that continue to require your attention, then this points to you being incompatible in some way or ways. If this is the case, you might do well to choose to break up and walk away so you can find compatibility with someone else. After all, if you can't find alignment in core must-have needs, then this can be an ongoing source of drama and disconnect in your relationship. However, if you've identified you're fundamentally compatible by answering no to both of these questions, then step four awaits. Step four, assess your contribution to the drama. In this step, the objective is to assess the extent of the drama and disconnection that you might be introducing into your relationship by asking yourself these two questions. One, do you initiate unnecessary drama within your relationship? And two, when drama arises from your partner, do you often play a role in its continuing and escalating? For many, including myself, it can be challenging to self-assess accurately due to possible discrepancies between our self-perception and reality. To get a clearer picture, consult the top relationship skills insights to work on in your relationship workout dashboard. Further insights can be gleaned from stage 3 of the relationship workout program, Get Recommendations. If there are areas highlighted for you to improve your relationship skills, well, consider these as opportunity to foster growth in your relationship. In addition, consider staying in your relationship, choosing to persevere as you add a focus on improving your relationship skills. Conversely, if your dashboard doesn't point out any areas for improvement and you've been honest in the relationship workout program, and you both are fundamentally compatible, then this implies most to all of the drama in your relationship is coming from your partner and a need for her to improve her relationship skills, which leads us to step five. Step five, is your partner committed to improving? At this juncture, it's crucial to answer this question. Is your partner committed to enhancing her relationship skills in tandem with your efforts to improve yours? If the answer is yes, then it's likely worthwhile to support each other's growth in relationship skills and collectively strive for improvement. So consider choosing to persevere, staying in the relationship. On the other hand, if she is the primary source of conflict and is resistant to introspection or developing her relationship skills, well, you may need to consider moving on to find a partner who shares your dedication to relationship excellence and to being the best partner she can be for the both of you. So that is the relationship decision action plan when there are no children involved. One final thought. Choosing to stay in a relationship should always come with a commitment to continually work on improving your relationship skills. This dedication is a marker of your aspiration for relationship excellence, and the more adept you become at your relationship skills, the more fulfilling your partnership is likely to be. So that said, in the next episode, we'll discuss this 5-step action plan when you do have children together.